All right, Ezekiel chapter 41. And in this chapter, we see the measuring of the temple itself into the inside of the holy part, in the sanctuary. Afterward, or after he measured the outer part of the temple, then we read that he brought me to the temple and measured the posts 6 cubits broad and one on one side and 6 cubits broad on the other, which was the breadth of the tabernacle. And the breadth of the door was 10 cubits, and the side of the door were 5 cubits on the one side and 5 cubits on the other side, and he measured the length thereof 40 cubits and the breadth 20 cubits. And I think we can see this in our sketch where the posts are in the drawing, and the breadth of the door was 10 cubits, or about 16 foot wide, the breadth of the door. That's in where the posts are in the inner part. And that's as far as Ezekiel went in there, into the door. And the innermost part then was 40 by 20, which would be about 34 foot by 66 foot. And that's the sanctuary of the inner part. And then he went into the measure, he went inward and measured the posts of the door 2 cubits, and the door 6 cubits, and the breadth of the door 7 cubits. Now, the one went on in, see, Ezekiel was allowed to go this far on our sketch, into the holy part, into the sanctuary. But he got into these posts here that separated the holies from the holies of holies, and he measured that, and that's in verse 3. And then in verse 4, he measured the length thereof 20 cubits and the breadth 20 cubits before the temple, and he said unto me, this is the most holy place. So the holies of holies is a square, 20 by 20 cubits, which would be about 33 foot square in our measuring. And this is the same, I believe, as a Solomon's temple, if I remember right. It had the same dimensions. The tabernacle now in the wilderness was 10 foot square in the holies of holies. It was different than this. This is about 16 foot square, I mean about 33 foot square rather, in the holies of holies. Now, Ezekiel was not asked to enter into the holies of holies, but this was a sacred place. And after he measured the wall of the house 6 cubits, and the breadth of every side chamber 4 cubits round about the house every one. So there was a side chambers around the house that he measured, and every side chamber, and the side chambers were 3, one over the other, 30 in order, and they entered into the wall which was of the house on the side of the chamber round about, that they might have hold, but they had not hold in the wall of the house. Now the word here to have hold has a thought of a place for security. It seemed like there was little chambers at the side of the house in the wall. He measured the wall of the house, and the breadth of every side chamber was 4 cubits round about the house on every side. So there was another wall then that went around the house, and we can see that in our sketch, on every side, all the way around. Then these chambers, there were 3, one over the other one. They were in segments, one over the other one. And they entered into the wall. Now there's a double wall there, if you'll notice on our sketch. Yeah, these were in divisions, is what we're saying. I don't believe that was a good translation there. I think, if I remember right, another rendering of that, and I believe it's a revised version, has, we'll see what that reads there. I think it says 30 times, or some 30 times, and that's more or less the thought that we have here. This is a double wall that was self-supporting. That's a Revised Standard Version. There was an enlarging and a winding about still upward in the side of the chamber, and the winding about of the house went still upward round about the house. Therefore, the breadth of the house was still upward, and so increased from the lowest chamber and the highest of the midst. So there was, as you went, you gained height. This temple had a double wall, and then the side of the chamber was broader than, and as you went around this, as you encompassed the house, you got higher and higher and higher as it went around in this inside of this chamber. I think this would be, on your sketch, it would be D, is what we're talking about, area D. See, it's a double wall in there, and then this inner part gained as you went around it, is a thought I believe that we have there. And I saw the height of the house round about, the foundation, the side chamber, was a full reed of 6 cubits. Now, we notice that we changed the reed here back over in chapter 40. We had a 6 cubits and a handbreadth, which would be about 4 inches longer. Now, this is just a 6-cubit reed, or a measuring of about 9 foot. And then in verse 9, the thickness of the wall, which was for the side chamber round, was 5 cubits. And that which was left was the place of the side chamber that were within. And so what we're seeing there, that the temple building and the side chambers stood on a foundation, on a plane. And this plane rose 10 foot above the level of the inner court and extended about 8 foot beyond the outer wall. If you notice in this figure 2, the area that's listed at E is an outer area, and this was a ledge that this all sit on. It was a separation. Then in verse 10, we read that between the chambers was the wideness of 20 cubits round about the house on every side. So we had a round about the house then of 20 cubits, should be at 33 feet dimension. That would be the same as H on your sketch 3. See that it's labeled H in there? That's what we're talking about in verse 10. See, and then G, notice that label G there, is chambers on each side. It goes out into this walkway in between. Everybody see that? And the door of the side chamber were toward the place that was left. One door toward the north, another door toward the south, and the breadth of the place that was left was 5 cubits round about. So this area had a door toward the north and toward the south. And there would be a 5-cubit, that'd be about eight foot. That would be D in your sketch, in your figure 2. That'd be the same as D in there in figure 2. Now the building that was before the separate place at the end toward the west was 70 cubits broad, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick round about, and the length thereof were 90 cubits. Now we're going, this takes us, verse 12, takes us into this area in sketch, in figure 3, labeled K. See, H is called a separate place, H is. So west of there was a room. And this room is the wall is 5 cubits thick, which would be 8 foot thick, and the length thereof 90 cubits. So we have 70 cubits broad, and 90 cubits wide, which would make this about 150 by 116, I figured. Probably not that small if we're figuring 18 inches to a cubit, which we've lowered the, so it'd be a little less than that. Anyway, this is called the building that was west of the separate place. Now, I don't know what this building is used for, but we may see it later on. So he's measured the house in 100 cubits in the separate place in the building, and the wall thereof 100 cubits. So we have 100 by 100 cubit square in the house. The whole thing we're talking about now. The whole house. Also the breadth of the face of the house in the separate place toward the east, 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building over against the separate place, which was behind it, and the galleries thereof on the one side, and the other side, 100 cubits, and the inner with the inner temple, and the porches of the court. Now all of this, is we're talking about the whole thing, which would include all the house itself. Now we're not talking about the outer court, we're talking about the house itself. And then there's galleries round about this. In verse 16, the doorpost and the narrow windows and the galleries round about on their three stories over against the door, sealed with wood round about from the ground up to the windows, and the wood and the windows were covered. He only tells us what he wants us to know spiritually. He doesn't tell us what they're covered with. He doesn't tell us what kind of wood it is, except the fact that it's wood. And so we can see that these little places were for the priest were in three stories over and over each other. And then there's a door made there. Now see, we're talking about let's go back up to verse 14. The breadth of face of the house and the separate place toward the east, 100 cubits in length. 100 cubits was 166 feet, I believe it is. And so this court roundabout is 100 cubits or 166 foot square in this larger area. Now this isn't the main wall outside, but the area in here. And then there was these little buildings that were, well, they're not numbered on there. Well, notice that the wood that was carved, I imagine this to be quite beautiful. Wood speaks of humanity, and I think in this we can see the humanity of Christ carved in this, all the way from the ground up to the windows, and the windows were covered. Then above the door, even into the inner house, and without, and by all the wall round about therein and without, by measure. And it was made with cherubims and palm trees, so that the palm tree was between the cherubim and the cherubim, and every cherub had two faces. And the cherub now pictures, every time we read of a cherub in the scriptures, it has to do with judgment. No matter where you find them in there, they're identified with judgment. And here I think we can see Christ as a man after the judgment is over, and he's carved into the faces, he's carved into the wall there, and then also the palm trees. Palm trees was the thought of victory in the scriptures, and I think we can see Christ in this. We notice in verse 19 these two faces, that it only had two faces of the cherub. Now in chapter 1 there was four faces of the cherub, wasn't there? There was a face of a man, the face of a lion, the face of an eagle, and the face of an ox. Here we only have two faces, the face of a man and the face of a lion. What we saw in chapter 1 was the overcomers with the same characteristic that Christ has. Here we see Christ as one who is reigning as a man and as a power. Now, he's not seen here as an ox or an eagle. And the reason is an ox speaks of the sacrifice, him as a sacrifice, and the eagle speaks of him as the heavenly creature. But here he's seen in the holy part as a man and as one of victory and a one of power. And he'll always be seen as a man. There'll be never be a time when Christ won't be identified with humanity. But as a king, he's a man, and they'll see him as such. And so this will be carved into the wall. Verse 20, from the ground unto the above door were cherubims and palm trees made, and on the wall of the temple. So we have now, these cherubims was seen in the tabernacle in broad reed in the curtain, which separated the holies from the holies of holies. We don't see a curtain in this temple at all. There's the door, there's the, not the door, but there's the posts on each side. But we don't read of a veil, we don't read of a curtain, no separation. So the cherubims and the palm trees are seen in the wall and the posts of the temple. In verse 21, we read that the posts of the temple were square and the face of the sanctuary and the appearance of the one as the appearance of another. They all looked alike. And then we go to the altar. I think we'll take a break there before we start with the altar. Verse 22, we have the altar. And this is the altar of incense, is what is seen here. It's made of wood, and it's 3 cubits high, and the length of the, are 2 cubits, the corners thereof, and the length thereof, and the wall thereof, were of wood. And he said unto me, this is the table that is before the Lord. So this tells us what altar it is. It's the altar in which incense is burned on. In this altar, we see no gold as we do in the tabernacle. Remember, the altar burnt was over wood overladen with gold. This doesn't tell us what kind of wood is used here. The size that we see here is almost twice as big as the one that's in the tabernacle. And this is the only piece of furniture that is seen in the temple that we have a description of. We know that this incense, table of incense, represents worship, prayer. We don't read where the coals or the fire are, you know, before the coals come off the altar of burnt offering in which this was burned. But one thing that is expressed here is the fact that it's made out of wood, which speaks of the humanity of Christ. And this is what is seen more than anything in this temple, is the humanity of Christ over and over again. And the temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors. The doors had 2 leaves of peace. Another rendering of this word for leaves is panels. It seemed like there's panels by the doors. And these were turning. 2 of these were by one door and 2 by the other door. And they were made on them at the door of the temple. And again, we have cherubims and palm trees. So as you entered into this by the door, this would be the first thing you would see, would be the cherubim and the palm trees. And they were made on these walls and the panels. Now the latter part of verse 25, I don't know what this means. And there were thick planks upon the face of the porch without. I've never been able to figure that one out at all. If you find out, you come and tell me. And there were narrow windows, palm trees on one side and on the other side, on the sides of the porch, upon the side chambers of the house, and the thick planks. All of this had the palm trees engraved in it, which again we said pictures the victory that Christ will reign with.